I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, December 8th. The Quincy City Council will hold a public hearing on next year's property tax rates on Monday. The hearing, which will be held to determine the percentage of local tax levy to be borne by each class of real property, will begin at 6:30 p.m. It will be conducted remotely over Zoom. Councilors are expected to set the new tax rates later that night following the public hearing. This year, the average owner of a single-family home in Quincy saw their property tax bill increase by about $154 to an average of $6,280, a change of 2.5%. In a recent interview, Mayor Thomas Koch said it would be too soon to say what increase the average single-family homeowner would be facing on their tax bill in the new year. He indicated it would be below $300. In Weymouth, the tax bill for an average single-family home will be rising by $357 next year to $5,356. That's an increase of 7.1%. Quincy residents who are impacted by the new reprecincting districts will be notified by mail next year. This week, the City Council approved the revised redistricting maps. The new precincts were initially approved last month. However, the city was forced to revise them after the state passed its own redistricting plan, overruling local communities. City Clerk Nicole Crispo was forced to revise the maps again in order to ensure that voting precincts made the most sense for the city. The City Council this week approved the revised maps while chastising the state for ignoring local concerns. Also this week, the City Council voted unanimously to appoint City Auditor Susan O'Connor to another 3-year term. Councilors praised O'Connor for her dedication and commitment to the city's finances. O'Connor has held the auditor's position since it was created. It's a busy meeting for the Quincy Planning Board today. The board will be reviewing proposals for several new housing developments. There's a plan for a 3-story townhouse on Washington Street, 2 3-story duplexes on Billings Street, a 5-story, 32-unit building on Willard Street, and an 80-unit mixed-use building at a parking garage in Wollaston Center. Today's meeting will be held virtually over Zoom at 5:30. Due to the inclement weather forecast for today, the community leader kettle to benefit the Quincy Salvation Army has been postponed to this Friday. The kettle will be set up Friday at the Hancock Adams Common near the John Adams statue from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Volunteers who are signed up to ring the bell today are asked to man the kettle at their appointed time on Friday. It is the second day of the Community Leader Kettle and the 25th annual to benefit the Quincy Salvation Army. The MBTA will be reducing bus service in less than 2 weeks in response to a shortage of drivers in the national workforce. The T announced it will drop about one of every 20 scheduled bus trips for the winter. Bus routes with high ridership serving transit-critical communities will continue to be prioritized. According to the T, Route 111 will operate a new simplified service pattern with all service to and from Woodlawn, which will help reduce bus bunching and uneven passenger loads. The Route 62 and 76 buses will return to service weekdays during rush hours. A number of bus routes will operate with increased frequency. Some routes will operate with less frequency, and a few will operate with both increased and decreased frequency, depending on the time of day. Changes go into effect December 19th. The T says there's a national workforce shortage in the ranks of train operators, which will affect winter service on the Mattapan Line, the historic 1940s trolley fleet that serves 6,600 riders per day. Peter Pan Bus Lines is advertising a hefty bonus for new drivers. The bus company announced it's offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus and full benefits for eligible drivers in the Boston, Cape Cod, and Provincetown areas. New hires must be fully licensed drivers with their CDL, Class A or Class B licenses, passenger endorsements, and a clean driving record. Anybody interested in working for Peter Pan can go to their website A look at Greyhound Lines' hiring website shows sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000 advertised for bus driving jobs in some locations around the country. A CBS News report earlier this year, more and more companies are dangling sign-on bonuses to attract workers amid a labor crunch. Since last July, data showed that the share of job listings offering hiring bonuses has more than doubled. The trucking industry is one of those fields most likely to offer bonuses. In October, Amazon was offering sign-on bonuses of up to $3,000 for seasonal positions. The company managing the shutdown of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant says it will not release contaminated water into Cape Cod Bay next year as planned. Holtec International had planned to discharge the water sometime in 2022, but a statement Monday, they promised to store the water on site through 2022 and search for other options to get rid of it. Pilgrim went offline in 2019. TJX, the Framingham-based company that operates thousands of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods, Sierra, and Home Sense stores, will require office employees to get a coronavirus vaccine booster shot. The requirement will only apply to the company's office workers, not employees in stores or distribution centers. TJX was one of the first major employers in the Boston area to implement a vaccine requirement for U.S. home and regional office workers over the summer. To help fill a historically low blood supply, the American Red Cross is offering an incentive to anyone who wants to give this holiday season. Red Cross says there is an urgent need for people to roll up their sleeves and give blood. Their blood supply is the lowest it's been in 10 years. And with the holidays coming, the Red Cross anticipates the supply to drop even more. Anyone who donates blood before December 16th will receive a $10 Amazon gift card. You can schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. When it comes to fundraising, no one was more generous than Massachusetts this year. According to the annual giving report released by GoFundMe, Massachusetts donated the most in 2021. Massachusetts came in ahead of Vermont and Connecticut on the annual list. Other New England states also made an appearance in the top 10. Rhode Island was fifth, New Hampshire was ninth, and Maine was 10th. Worldwide, GoFundMe says that a donation is made every second through their platform. The most generous day of the last year was March 28th. Well, yesterday marked 80 years since the attack on Pearl Harbor. And there was a ceremony held at the USS Constitution at the Charlestown Navy Yard, as well as at Mount Wollaston Cemetery here in Quincy. The ceremony has been a tradition on the Constitution for at least 45 years. New England Patriots hosted hundreds of kids at their annual children's holiday party at Gillette Stadium yesterday. The 28th annual event provided presents to about 175 kids in need, along with food and games at the party. The kids spent the evening enjoying music, food, games, gifts, and of course a visit from Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. Active players could not attend this year due to COVID-19 protocols, so the much-anticipated Wrap-a-Pat game became Wrap-a-Pat Cheerleader this year. A couple of players did take the time to join the kids for some trivia on Zoom. Bob Kraft says the party was a yearly favorite of his late wife, Myra. Reminder, the Quincy DPW yard on C Street will remain open this coming Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The Morrisette American Legion Post on Liberty Street in Quincy will be distributing food to needy Quincy families today. Anybody in need of food can stop by the post from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Legion Hall. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 492. The NASDAQ rose 461. The S&P is up 95. Stocks also advanced in Asia. The dollar's down. The euro rose. Oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose to the Lakers, 117 to 102. They will stay out in L.A. tonight and take on the Clippers at 10:30. And the Bruins take on Vancouver tonight at 9 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast today, cloudy with rain and snow showers this afternoon at a high 38. Some snow this evening, coating to an inch, low of 27. Sunday tomorrow, high 38. Friday, cloudy 45, scattered showers Saturday, high 63. For the boater, waves 2 feet, northeast winds at 5 to 10 knots, high tide right after 2 p.m. Sunrise at 7, set at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, December 8th.